Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. I'm PJ Dorn, and this week on the show, we'll be talking to racer Tyler O'Hara. Moto America, the home of the AMA Superbike Championship, featuring 190-mile-an-hour superbikes, is the official sponsor of Pit Pass Moto. You can check out all the action from the Moto America series this year live on Moto America Live Plus streaming. You can also see a bunch of the action on MAV TV. Fox Sports will be carrying the King of the Baggers as well as the Liqui-Moly Junior Cup. The King of the Baggers, as mentioned, returning to three rounds in 2021 as it was such a huge success last year. So you'll see unbelievable V-twin racing at Road Atlanta, Road America, and Laguna Seca. Four rounds this year are going to feature the Mini Cup by Motul, featuring kids from 6 to 13 years old. The first event for Moto America is coming up this month, April 30 through May 2 at Road Atlanta, Moto America Superbikes at Atlanta. You can get tickets at motoamerica.com/tickets. Follow Moto America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Latest news from the industry. We had a MotoGP event go off. MotoGP of Portugal saw Fabio Quartararo come out on top of Bagnaia and Joan Mir, with the returning Marc Marquez in a strong seventh place just ahead of his brother. Current overall points in the MotoGP category, Fabio Quartararo sitting on 61 ahead of Bagnaia on 46 and Maverick Vinales sitting on 41. Moto2 this weekend, we saw Fernandez over Canet and Gardner. A strong finish by American Joe Roberts in the Moto2 class, with Cam Beaubier coming home in ninth. Joe Roberts was in fourth. He did get bumped out on the last series of corners by Gardner. It was a racing moment, and I'm sure Joe Roberts enjoyed being in the thick of it. The overall in that class currently has Gardner on 56, Fernandez on 52, and Lowe's sitting on 50 points. This past week saw two rounds of Supercross racing from Atlanta, the Atlanta 2 and 3 rounds. We'll start with round 2. The 450 class saw Roczen on top of Sexton, with Anderson rounding out the podium. In the 250 class, we had Justin Cooper over Hunter Lawrence, followed by Cam McAdoo. That was last week, Atlanta 2. This past weekend, Atlanta 3 saw Cooper Webb come out on top in the 450 class ahead of Ken Roczen and Eli Tomac. That brings overall points in the 450 class to Webb on top with 339, Roczen a close second with 323 points, and Tomac sitting on 299, definitely not out of it. We have two more events in that series. In the 250 class this weekend, we saw Nate Thrasher on top of Justin Cooper, followed by Seth Hamaker for the podium. The overall 250 West points shake out with Cooper on 180, followed by Hunter Lawrence on 160. Cam McAdoo, a strong third on 158 points. In GNCC action, we had the Tiger Run from Morgantown, West Virginia. Congratulations to Stuart Baylor winning the event over Ricky Russell and Ben Kelly. This week's Pit Pass trivia question is, only two riders have won motorcycle Grand Prix world titles without winning a single race in their championship season. Who is the most recent rider to do this? We'll be back with that answer after we talk to Tyler O'Hara.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Pit Pass Moto today. Super fast racer and friend of the show, Tyler O'Hara. Thanks for taking the time, Tyler. Where are you at today, bud?
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. I'm out at Sonoma Raceway up here at the kart track doing some training. I'm a Ninja 400, and I got my 19-inch dirt track tires on my flat track bike. Riding some asphalt.
Right on. So you're getting all kinds of mixed training, which leads to the mixed bag that is this year for you already, right? You killed it at the Daytona 200 P3, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, we definitely, I got to lead some laps and get up on the podium at the prestigious Daytona 200. So that was very special. But, you know, to be honest, I wanted to win it. We learned a lot. We know what we need to do to go back and finish the job. It was really good. Really proud of that effort.
Yeah, being a front runner in that race is no joke. You were there all the way to the end. I know it's heartbreaking not to win, but good on you for being there and putting her so far up the field. You were riding for Floyd's of Leadville, right?
Yep, correct. Floyd's of Leadville. It's our title sponsor, and we ran my own program, the ZX6R, that we built and raced with my crew chief, Gary Medley. And pretty cool to run your own effort against the M4 Suzuki factory effort, you know, the TSE effort. They're a pretty big program as well. So it was a solid effort and tough race, you know, but our pit stops really kept us in it. And we definitely did our homework when we had our postponed, and it was awesome. My Pirelli tires really were the difference as well.
So what else are you riding, Tyler? You've got obviously one of the most diverse racing backgrounds of all the people we get to talk to here on the show. You are constantly riding different stuff. It sounds like you practice on different stuff every day, but you got a bagger's ride this year, right?
Yeah, so I signed my first, you know, official factory contract with Mission Foods S&S Saddle Indian Motorcycle Challenger. And so I'll be riding the Moto America King of the Baggers National Championship. And we'll be, you know, trying to keep that crown and go out and just have some fun and enjoy the ride. And I got a wild card ride with the Factory S&S Flat Track program for Atlanta Super TT. And that's just an opportunity that it's a dream come true.
So what class are you competing in that? What bike's it going to be on?
So I'm going to race on the FTR 750 with the Super Twins.
Sweet.
So I get to race the big dogs, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's awesome, man. Look forward to that. That's going to be one heck of an event. So is that a baggers event? Refresh my memory.
So yeah, I'll be riding double duty. We'll be going back and forth from Road Atlanta to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Logistics, you know, I thought the tracks would be a little closer, but they're about an hour and a half apart. So I'll be running around. Running Friday practice and then run over to Atlanta Motor Speedway and run the Friday night practice for the flat track and then drive back and then run practice qualifying on the bagger and then head back over and run the Saturday night race on the TT. And then Sunday morning, I'll be racing the bagger at Moto America. So it's a dream weekend, man. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm super stoked for the opportunity, and I'm fired up.
Have you got a driver for the Sprinter so you can just change outfits in the back? That's kind of what I envision happening.
I don't even know if I'm going to get changed. I think I'm just going to just keep my costume on and just go out. And hopefully I have one of the crew members be able to drive, so I don't have to think about it. I can just chill and relax and maybe take a little cat nap.
Get some agua in you. It's probably going to be a hot racing weekend down there in Atlanta. It's the flat track will be under the lights, I presume, right? At least the main events.
Yeah. So, you know, Atlanta, you never know. It's always rains usually one day, and then it's usually hot and muggy the next day. But you know what? I think the hotter it is, the better. I seem to thrive in those tough conditions and technical conditions. And I just, it's out of our control. We'll see what it's going to be. You know, I've also raced there in the rain on super bikes and done run really, really well. So it's, we'll see, you know, I'm so excited for the opportunity.
So the opening weekend for Moto America, you're also going to get flat track duty. Are you still thinking about any other classes of competition at all, Tyler? Or is it kind of take it as it is? You like where you're set up for the season?
Yeah, well, I got an agreement. I got a deal marked with the Indian Motorcycle. I'm the guy to beat on the Indian Challenger. So we'll be racing the Moto America, King of the Baggers, and then the Bagger Racing League. So, and then just my wild card at Atlanta Super TT. And that's basically what I have on my calendar. And I'm really focused on that. You know, we're going to have definitely some more contenders this year. We kind of showed everybody the way last year. And I believe, you know, we're going to have a lot more competition, which I'm excited about. So we'll just take it as it goes.
And you like racing those bikes? It looked like you guys were having a ball last year at the practices I watched and the race, obviously. It looked like it was a lot of fun. I mean, are they fun bikes to run once fully set up?
You know what? I'm really happy that I'm on Indian, for sure. The Indian Challenger, it's just such an easy bike to ride, and the chassis is really stable. And, you know, the S&S Cyclist guys and bringing on Mission Foods to back us this year, it's just such a solid bike. And we went and did a test a couple of weeks ago in Jennings, and I did around 100 laps, and we just got the bike better and better from our task list from last year that we wanted to focus on. And so the bike's feeling really comfortable and consistent, and I think that's going to be the key, is just being able to ride it consistent. And heck yeah, they're fun.
That's awesome, man. And first of all, congratulations to you. You said it out loud, and I'm pretty sure I heard you correctly when you said this is your first factory contract, right?
Yeah, man. I'm a professional motorcycle racer.
Finally, all these years of trying, you're finally a pro.
Yeah, man. I'm stoked. It's pretty cool. I can just really just focus on riding and racing. You know I'm going to have the best equipment and the best team around me. So, like I said, I'm just going to enjoy the heck out of it and just do my best every session and just have fun and try to win everything.
Feels like I met you 10 years ago, Tyler. So how old are you now? Because it's been a long time that I've known you.
It's my 26th, fifth reunion. I'm 34.
In paddock terms, you're well below Josh Hayes, but well ahead of most of the other guys, right? Are you starting to feel like a veteran?
No, actually, I have to say, I feel like I'm just really coming into my peak mentally. I'm stronger than I've ever been. I know what it takes to prepare. I know what it takes to finish the job and win races. And I feel like as a younger rider, I had a lot of learning curves, and that's part of experience. It's priceless. There's no substitute for experience. So, you know what? I feel like I'm in my prime, and you know, road racing, the career, you know, it goes a lot longer than any other sport. So I'm fired up and I'm ready to go.
Well, we're glad that you've stuck with it for this many years, Tyler. You've clearly been a professional for a long time. The fact that you now have a contract that really clarifies that, notwithstanding, you've always been a professional. You are always a great competitor. So it's a big add to Moto America to be able to keep a guy like you in the pits. What else is happening in your world? You don't have to have a day job now that you say the words pro racer, right? Or are you still rocking a day job?
Well, you know, end game. I got, we run a wedding venue at our property. And this last year was basically shut down with the COVID and everything. Olympia's Valley Estate just kind of grew organically with my wife. We got married, fixed up the barn, and worked into getting our commercial use permit. And now we hold weddings and events, fundraisers, and, so that's kind of the end game. And last couple weekends I've had, off. I've been working events and I still work, and it's a family gig. So you're always involved and always, you know, working and doing something. But, you know, honestly, this last year and a half with everything, I've really just been focused and locked in on my training and riding and just everything it takes to be the best motorcycle racer possible.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see the results of all that hard work that you're notorious for putting in. This isn't the first year you've prepared to go to battle, so to speak. You've been doing it for quite a while and well. What are you looking forward to most this year? I'm pretty stoked you guys are, you're probably not going to attend Brainerd. I was really psyched to see another Midwest event added to Moto America's calendar, but it might not draw you, huh?
No, we got Road Atlanta. We got Road America and then Laguna Seca, and then I believe Utah and maybe Chuck Walla for the Bianca Racing League. You know what? I'm just really looking forward to the opportunity to race with Indian Factory Motorcycle. And honestly, I'm looking forward to the challenge. The Factory Harley boys are putting a big effort in. They don't want to lose. And, you know, I think I'm really excited for the challenge, and given the opportunity to go fight against another factory, is that's what it's all about. You know, the rivalry continues, and I'm looking forward to going out and fighting for wins.
Yep, and they seem to be bringing a lot of that baggage, if you will, pun intended, from the flat track world, because you've got ostensibly the same two manufacturers at the pointy end of the field competing, right? So there's, it's going to be interesting to see how much flat track crossover starts happening as far as racers like yourself goes in the bagger world. There's other flat trackers out there, right?
Yeah, you know, I heard Jake Johnson's going to be riding a bagger this year. That's the only really other dirt track there that I've kind of heard of. But, you know, I think it's, you know, Laguna Seca, we had, you know, Ben Bostrom and super sport riders and super bike riders and just the whole mixed bag of talented riders. And it's interesting, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll see what kind of characters we get out there. And it's exciting. It's what people want to see. You know, it's not your ordinary race, and there's turbos, and there's, you know, the bikes are 630 pounds.
It's awesome.
Just people can relate and ride their bagger to the track and camp out and just, you know, talk about how we race the same bike. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Plus afterwards, you can put some ice in the bags, right? And roll around the pits, be everybody's hero.
Yeah. We'll wait for the last round for that. But yeah, man.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at Road America. What do you think? I'm speculation. What do you think your top speed on that bad boy is going to be at a place like Road America? You're clearly going to have to gear for it.
160, I think. Maybe
wow.
155.
With one of those fairings on there, that is pushing some air. That is going to be cool. That's going to be cool to watch. I mean, you guys are going to have a full grid. It was exciting last year. This year has got everybody stoked about the chance of seeing full grids of baggers. It's going to be cool.
Road America, you know, the heartland of American manufacturers with Harley Davidson and Indian Motorcycle right there. And it's going to be great. Hopefully we get a huge turnout of Indian Motorcycle riders and just, you know, looking forward to racing in front of the fans and having a good time and hauling ass.
Right on. And definitely make sure you come up to my pits. I've got an RV. We'll be doing taco night. Come up and get some food, brother, because it is going to be going on at our pits. We love to cook the whole weekend.
Well, just make sure you're supporting our team running those Mission Tacos, man, because I love tacos.
So oh, right on. I'll make sure
you out.
I'll make sure I bring that very brand. That won't be a problem. What else? You said you're out training at a track. Are you doing weekend races too to get gate drops out there in Sonoma?
Well, I got Wyatt Ferris out here today, and we're basically racing in practice. We're trying to win each practice. We're just gauging each other, and we're just, you know, he's got an opportunity to go race Superstock 1000 this year, and he's on 17s, and I'm on my, he's on a 250, and I'm on my 450 with 19 dirt track tires, and we're about spot on even. So, you know, we're just running 20-minute sessions and just going all out and just pushing each other. And, you know, there's a TT next weekend at Lodi. I was going to try to use that as a tune-up race to get ready for my opportunity to go race the Super TT. Really just putting in laps and rode flat track TT at my house yesterday. And today we're out here running the kart track with the 19-inch wheels. And then I got my Ninja 400. So I'm kind of just replicating how the weekend is going to go at Atlanta, running on the 400 road race bike and then jumping on the flat track bike and just trying to get used to the transition from road race style to flat track style ergonomics and getting sideways and just getting ready for the opportunity, man.
Well, that is awesome, Tyler. It's been a pleasure talking to you, brother. As our time comes to an end, I want to give you a chance to thank anybody that you would like, sponsors or otherwise, to give a shout out to. We'd love to give you the chance to do that.
Yeah, so grateful for this opportunity. Mission Foods coming on board, SNS Cycle, Indian Motorcycle, Challenger, SNS Cycles, and just Alpine Star, CD Boots, 60 Helmets, everyone involved, everyone that supports me, my family, my wife, and thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you guys at the track.
You definitely will, Tyler. Go get them. We can't wait to see how you go this season. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, take care.
This week's Pit Pass trivia question was, only two riders have won Motorcycle Grand Prix world titles without winning a single race in their championship season. Who is the most recent rider to do this? The answer is Emilio Alzamora, who won the 1999 125 World Championship without winning a race by virtue of 10 podium positions, defeating the memorable Marco Melandri and Masao Azuma, who each had 5 victories. That is how titles are oftentimes won, with consistency. In upcoming news, we've got the final 2 rounds of the Supercross series coming at Salt Lake. Salt Lake 1 will be on April 25th. Salt Lake 2 will be on Saturday, May 1 for the title. A bunch of races are coming down to it. We look forward to it. We've got another MotoGP coming up in a couple weeks of Spain at the Jerez circuit. That is May 2. And of course, we have Moto America starting the action this year at Road Atlanta on April 30th through May 2. That is in conjunction with the AFT series that will also be competing that weekend, the Atlanta Super TT on Saturday, May 1st. Get out there and check out the action. Thank you again to Tyler O'Hara for joining us today, and thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. If you have a moment, please rate and review us. We really appreciate it. Make sure to also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and visit pitpassmoto.com, where you can check out our blog. This has been a production of Evergreen Podcast, with a special thank you to Tommy Boy Hoverson, Chris Bishop, our producer Leah Longbreak, and audio engineer Eric Coltnow. I'm PJ. We'll see you next week. Keep the wheelies up.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.